Seattle's mayor and city council president released a proposal Thursday to hike property taxes by $58 million to fund a citywide preschool program. As KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes explains, voters would have to approve the four-year tax increase on this November's ballot.
Mayor Ed Murray's plan is actually a scaled-down version of the original, which could have cost anywhere from 2 to 5 times more than the current plan. But Seattle Office for Education Director Holly Miller says the city's initial plans might have been too ambitious.
We looked at those and said, you know, in a perfect world, this would be magnificent. But there's no way we have the capacity in our city, either in terms of teaching staff or space.
The city estimates at least 3,300 preschool kids aren't getting any kind of early childhood education. Murray's proposal only creates 2,000 slots. Still, City Council President Tim Burgess says there's merit in rolling the program out slowly.
We want to be really prudent and careful in our launch of this to make sure we get it right, to make sure we attain the quality standards that the evidence shows need to be met, or else it's not that productive for the kids.
But Burgess and the mayor have big plans. The current proposal would fully pay for the lowest income kids to attend pre-K. They hope the city will cover the costs of preschool for even some middle income families within 15 to 20 years. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.